Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Thursday, the 13th of March, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIFT Nifty Index, which is trading around 10 points higher, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note. In the previous session, the Nifty 50 and Sensex recovered lost ground from their day's lows to end the volatile session on March 12 near the flat line with mild cuts. The benchmarks began the session on a positive note, but soon they gave up their gains to slip into the red amid heavy selling in IT stocks. Overall, the sectoral trend remained mixed, with pharma, banking and auto seeing gains, while IT and realty stocks lagged. Meanwhile, the broader indices faced pressure amid consolidation, losing nearly 0.5% each. However, the headline inflation print of February might bring cheer to the markets as it touched a 7-month low at 3.61% on year, as a result of easing food inflation, especially for vegetables, eggs and pulses. However, core inflation did tick up further to a 16-month high of 4.2%, mainly owing to higher gold prices. Further, the relentless FII exodus, which has been one of the most detrimental factors that triggered the market rout in the recent months, might be coming to an end. According to brokerage firm Motilal Oswal Financial Services, there could be light at the end of this tunnel, as the brokerage believes the worst of FII outflows are behind us, especially after the $28 billion sell-off seen over the past 5 months. In the short term, persistent uncertainties surrounding global trade and the fear of a US recession continue to influence the domestic market's momentum. Despite stabilization in valuations hovering around the 5-year average and signs of improvement in urban and rural consumption, the investor appetite overall does remain a little bit subdued. Further consolidation is likely in the coming sessions, and heightened volatility is expected as a result of the weekly expiry today. Do not forget, this is also a truncated trading week. Therefore, traders should maintain a stock-specific approach, focusing on large caps and prominent mid caps. Let's look at stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Bharat Electronics has signed a contract with the Ministry of Defence valued at about 2,500 crore for the supply and services of Ashwini radars to the Indian Air Force. NTPC Green's unit, NTPC Renewable Energy, has also started its complete commercial operations. Brokerage firm Macquarie has initiated coverage on Adani Green Energy with an outperform rating and a target price of Rs. 1200 per share. This target price implies an upside of about 40% from the previous session's closing price. Shifting focus towards global markets, let's take a look at how they performed overnight. The US CPI inflation came at about 2.8% year-on-year, which was lower than expectations of a 2.9% rise versus a 3% rise seen in the January month report. A slight cool-off in the US inflation supported the US equity markets along with the US dollar. The softer-than-expected inflation print, coupled with buying interest in most mega-cap tech shares, pushed the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq index into the green for the first time this week. The tech-heavy Nasdaq gained about 1.2%, while the S&P 500 advanced 0.5%. However, the Dow Jones did recover from the lows of the day, but it continued to underperform, ending with a mild negative bias. US 10-year Treasury yields were also little changed in Thursday trading after failing to meaningfully move on the inflation print. The 10-year yield rose 3 basis points to 4.3%, while in the currency markets, the dollar index did show very high volatility and recovered from their lows amid the cooling off in inflation. The dollar index also saw some gains on profit-taking in the euro and the Japanese yen. However, the trade tariff risks increase US recession worries and is expected to cap gains for the dollar index. On the Asian Pacific front, Asia equities did rise after the cooler than expected inflation helped Wall Street rebound. Therefore, Asian equities are tracking Wall Street gains. Now in the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Sameer Bhandari, the co-founder and CFO of HBITS. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
I am taking a contrarian stance on Indian equities, driven by the prevailing extreme fear in the markets. Historically, such sentiment extremes have often preceded significant reversals. With valuations at relatively attractive levels, I believe investors can capitalize on this opportunity. Assuming a well-thought-out investment strategy focused on high-quality stocks with strong fundamentals, estimate potential returns of 20% per annum or more. However, it's crucial to emphasize that this outlook hinges on a disciplined approach to stock selection, prioritizing companies with robust financial health, competitive advantages, proven management teams, and growth potential aligned with India's structural story. By adopting a long-term perspective and maintaining a high-quality portfolio, investors can potentially reap substantial rewards as the market sentiment normalizes and fundamentals reassert themselves.
That's it from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. Have also a very, very, very happy Holi, and we will catch you next week at the same time.